Okay, today's daf is Brachas Samach Aleph, and today we will talk all about various halachos and messages that we can learn from the death of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the story here is Samach Aleph and Mabez, the famous story that Tanu Rabbanan, let's read it, Hamachas Gazra Malchus Arisha, the wicked Malchus, which always means the Romans, Shelo Yasku Yisrael Batorah. They made a gzera that no Esek Batorah, no public learning of Torah. So, but what happened? But Papas Ben Yehuda, Papas Ben Yehuda found Rabbi Akiva, who was gathering groups in large groups and learning Torah with them. Papas said, "Are you scared of the government?" Rabbi Akiva said, "I'll give you a mashal." There was a fox that was walking on the river. There was fish that were swimming very quickly. The fox says to the fish, "Why are you running? Why are you swimming so fast?" There are nets that the people are trying to catch us. He says, "I have a great idea. Why don't you jump out to me? And then we can live together forever and ever." Just like our forefathers lived together. Which is interesting. When did that ever happen? Not for now. Right, you're known as the smartest animal. You're a fool. In the water where we live, where we can live, we're nervous. If we jump out of the water, then forget it. Then we're dead right away. So too, says Rabbi Akiva. Right now we're learning Torah, which is our life. And we're still in danger. If we stop learning Torah, it's out of our water. So that was the conversation. Then the Gemara says a couple of days later, Rabbi Akiva and Papas found themselves in jail together. And Papa says, "Oh, at least you were arrested for something good. At least you were arrested for learning Torah. I was arrested for nothing." And you know, this is what happened. Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenitfasta al divrei Torah, va'oilo lepapas shenitfasta al divrei betelim. And what happens? Bishoso sios Rabbi Akiva la'riga, as they were taking Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, zman kriyashma haya. It was the time for kriyashma, va'yasarkim as besara, but masreko shal barzel. Rachmana litzlan, they started combing his flesh with metal combs. Va'yamakabo lovo machashavayim, and he screams, "Shema Yisrael," as he's dying. Amr lo tamidov, Rabbeinu adkan. They say, "Rebbe, so far? Adkan," unusual lashon, two words. Adkan, Amar Lahem, he says, "What do you mean? Kol yoma yisi mitzar al pasuk zeh. I've been waiting for this all my life. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. B'chol nafshecha afilu notel az nishmascha. We say in Shema, b'chol nafshecha, even if he takes your soul. Amarti, and I always said, masay yavu liyadi v'akaymenu. When will I have the opportunity to fulfill it? V'yachshav shabal liyadi lo akaymenu. And now I shouldn't, you know, fulfill it? V'yamarech be'echad." And he was Marat Be'echad, which we had earlier in the Masechta, brings Arichas Yamim, Achi Yataza Nishmaso Be'echad, until his soul went out on the last word, Echad. Yataza Basko V'yamra, a heavenly voice went out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, She Yataza Nishmaso Be'echad. Praised are you, your soul went out on the word Echad. The Malachi Asharis turned to Hashem and says, Zu Torah V'zu Schara. Right, as we say in on Yom Kippur also, right, this is the schar for somebody who learns Torah, who is the source for Torah Shebaal Peh. Amar Hashem says, Chalkam B'chayim. So in the, what we say, I think on Yom Kippur, Hashem says, don't say another word or else I'm going to put the world back to Tov Avoh, which is an interesting answer. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Olam Haba. Olam Haba, and your thoughts are not like my thoughts. Okay, an unbelievable story here, quoted in Maseches Brachos. Three or four discussions that we could have. Again, we could spend many hours on this, but a couple. Number one, a number of the Achronim ask, right, it says that the Talmidim were talking to him, and then he died when he said the word Echad. You know how to talk during the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema. Right, so what do you mean? Shema Yisrael, and they started talking to him. You know how to talk. You could talk, we spoke about earlier, you could be mafsik after the first parak, after the second parak. But how were they having a conversation with him during the first pasuk? It says that he died as he said the last word, Hashem Echad, and then he died? His neshama left? So how is it that they were having this whole conversation with him? So it says the Ben Yehoyada, no. They took him, it says that he was taken already in Elul. He died, or Rabbi Akiva was killed on Yom Kippur. And he was taken weeks before. It means, Haviyatza Be'echa Ve'echeshev, he asked the question. He says that every single day during his capture, they stroked his flesh with Masreko Shal Barzel. He just never knew which was going to be the day that he was going to die from the pain. And one of the days, not during the Echad, like one of the days, Rabbi Yitzchak was speaking to him about this situation. But it wasn't that only one day. Every day he said it. And during those days, Rabbi Yitzchak spoke to him. On the day that he died, the Medrash says, we'll see that soon, he was alone. It was Yom Kippur, everybody was in shul. Everybody was davening. They didn't come that day to talk to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yabakipurim Shabo Niftar Be'emes Lobol Tamidav Kiyom Avodahu. Viafil Rabbi Shua Garsi, Shemisham Sho Bekeva Kol Yom, even Rabbi Shua Garsi, who always served him every day, Lohavi Lo Achilo, they didn't bring his food today because it was Yom Kippur. Right, but that's exactly how it happened, that he was mafsik, because he wasn't mafsik. He wasn't mafsik during the day, because it was one of the earlier ones. Number one. Number two. Second question, halachic question, before we get to exactly what the conversation was. We know that there were three big averas that wanted to give their life for. Right, the big three. Yari Valyavar, Shvichas Damim, and Avodazara. Adultery, idolatry, and murder. This wasn't one of the big three. So what was he doing? He was teaching Torah. So how was he allowed to give his life for that? Right, there is a machlokas rishonim, whether something other than the big three one could volunteer to give their life. That is a machlokas. Machlokas rishonim, some rishonim say yes. For example, remember that Gemara in Shabbos about Elisha Bal Kanafayim, he wore tefillin even though it was the time of Gzeira and he took it off and the Roman was going to kill him. So how do you wear tefillin? Tefillin is not one of the big three. So here too, so there are some rishonim, the Nebuka Yosef and others, that you're allowed to volunteer, especially if you're one of the Gedolei Ador. If you're one of the Gedolei Ador and you're going to try to inspire people through your actions, so then that is allowed. The Rambam does not say that though. The Rambam says, you're not allowed. What, it's a chumrah? It's not a chumrah to give your life. You have to stay alive. Right? You have a risk factor. If you have to give your life, you have to give your life. If you don't have to give your life, then you're not allowed to give your life, says the Rambam. In Ilchas Yisodei HaTorah, Kol mi shenemar bo yavar val yehareg. If there's a situation where you're supposed to violate v'neharag v'lo avar, and instead you gave your life, harizim mischayev anafsha, you're chayev misa, you're dead already. But the Rambam says, upstairs, mischayev anafsha, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to give your life. You're not allowed to volunteer yehareg val yavar. V'chol mi shenemar bo yehareg val yavar v'neharag v'lo avar. But the opposite, I'm sorry, not the opposite yet. If you're supposed to give your life and you give your life, harizah kiddush Hashem, that's a kiddush Hashem. And if it was amongst 10 Jews, so then it was a kiddush Hashem in public. Kid Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. Like Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria. Like Daniel in the lion's den, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazaria in the fire. Ooh, Rabbi Akiva, Vachaveirav. He quotes Rabbi Akiva. Quotes Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute. Rabbi Akiva, this is not one of the big three. So what's he talking about? And these are aruge malchus, that there's nobody higher than them. If somebody gives their life because they're a Jew, there's nothing higher. If somebody is killed because they're Jewish, there's no greater level in heaven than that. Haruge malchus. Says the Rambam says that. And then the Rambam says, if somebody is supposed to give their life and they don't, chil Hashem. But you're not going to be punished because, you know, you were ones. We understand. Maybe you couldn't stand up to the pressure. But again, that's not, that's that. But ask all the mefarshim. How did the Rambam say this? Right, the Rambam himself quotes, Rabbi Akiva. So some say, maybe the Rambam would agree when it's a Gadol Adar. Right? So if it's a Gadol Adar, so maybe there are different rules. Maybe Elisha Bal Kanafayim. So how does one understand that? Or the other answer given by a number of the Achronim is that maybe Talmud Torah of the Rabbim is different. Yes, it's not one of the big three, but it has a different category. The Talmud Torah, they quote this from Rav Zalman of Elazhiner, and others. I'll read it from the Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver on the Sefer Ma'ala Satorah. It's quoted here in the Birchas Yitzchak. He says, "Ubabakam sakana atzuma kazu amar Rabbi Akiva veikol kilos barabim lidrosh batorah." Shebazer, that was Papus asking. Papus was saying, "V'chay bohem, right? What are you doing? It's not one of the big three." Vayisad shuvasu elav sheTalmud Torah ainu doma l'chol mitzvos. Talmud Torah is not doma to all the other mitzvos, because all the other mitzvos are pushed off because of life. Mashenki in Talmud Torah shegadol scharish shenotzen es chayim gam ba'olam hazeh v'chayev mamish shaladam. Like Rabbi Kiva said, this is our water. Not learning, especially barabim, that is death. That is spiritual death. And that's the Gemara, remember in the beginning of Megillah, that when the Malach comes to Yeshua outside of Yericho, he says, what are you not bringing, you're not learning Torah for? He's on the battlefield. What are you talking about? I'm getting ready for the war. No. Talmud Torah Barabim, you know, that's something that that takes precedence. The Bir Chashmol also talks about this in the Akdama of the fourth volume. Remember, the Rabbi Chanan also says this. Remember that amazing Gemara in Ksubis, Ayin Zayin, where the Rabbi Shua ben Levi is learning Torah with somebody who has a contagious illness. And Michra in the Baalei Raton. And then he goes and the Baal Chamavis comes to him and says, you know, it's time. And he says, "Can I see my chelik in Gan Eden before?" He says, "Fine." He says, "Can I hold your knife on the way there because I'm nervous? Maybe something will happen on the way there." And he takes the knife and he jumps into the Gan Eden. That old story, if you remember. But what is Rabbi Shua ben Levi doing there? All the other Amoraim there would not learn with the Baalei Ratan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "I'm going to learn with the Baalei Ratan. Why? Talmud Torah Derabim will protect me." What do you mean, pikuach nefesh? Pikuach nefesh says Rabbi Chanan, Reish Ayin Zayin in Ksubis. Tzorach lomer d'zeo dafka b'shar mitzvahs, where we say, shchia chazeka, right, you don't rely on an ace. Aval lima Torah, shiny. Ukadyalf mikal v'chomer, right, that's the lima Torah is different. It's the same thing here. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua ben Levi over there in Ksubis. One other, amazing one, with this we haven't quoted in a long time, Gemara in Sanhedrin Yudalad, smicha. Rav Soloveitchik was medayik on this Gemara. The Romans made a gzera. Nobody's allowed to give, no rabbi is allowed to give smicha to their students, right? And anybody who gives smicha will be killed. Both the one who giving, the one getting, the city where smicha is being given will be destroyed. So what did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba do? He went to the middle of nowhere. Middle of nowhere, in the middle of the desert. And he gives smicha to his five students. V'yashav lo b'shnei harim gedolim, b'shnei haras gedolos, b'shnei tchum eshavis, b'in usha l'shafra'am, v'samach sham, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, Rabbi Nechemya. Right, so one, and all of a sudden they heard about it. Kivin Chiko Oivim, the Oivim start coming, and they say, and they're going to run after them. And Rabbi Shua ben Bubba says, he tells to his students, "Run away! I'm too old; I can't move. Run away!" Rutsu, Amar lo Rabbi, what about you? He says, "I can't move." Lo doesn't misham, and they came and they killed him, and they killed him. The other Talmidim got away. But he asks the Mefarshim, he asks Rabbi Soloveitchik on this Gemara. I don't understand. Smicha is not one of the big three. How could you give your life? How could you give your life? Rabbi Soloveitchik answered, giving smicha, passing over the mesorah to the next generation, he wasn't being killed. He was creating eternal life for himself. It was exactly the opposite. By giving over smicha, by teaching Torah barabim, then the Rebbe is getting eternal life. He's not giving his life. And that's why it's not Yehari Val, it was Yehari Val Yad. No, to pass over the chain of tradition, what Rabbi Akiva was doing here, Rabbi Akiva was the source of all Torah Sheval Peh, that overrides. That's different. That's this Gemara, Baruch HaSlamach Aleph, that's the Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Zayin, and that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Yudalad. Lamaisa, are we on that level? The Chashuk Yechemet there in Sanhedrin has a story. If somebody's supposed to give a shir, and the police and the army say, it's very dangerous tonight, you know, the terrorists are out, Rahman al-Islam, you better not go. Could he rely on, like, I'm going, it's Talmud Torah Barabim? That's a little tricky. In our generation, to be able to put oneself into that situation where somebody is not Rabbi Akiva, somebody is not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bubba, so he discusses that on this Gemara, he quotes the Sefer Chassidim that it should probably not be done, even though there are all of these sources. But either way, that's a fascinating discussion. Next topic. Ad Kan. What were the students asking Rabbi Akiva? When they said, Rebbe, he's busy saying Shema, he says, Ad Kan? And he says, well, I've been waiting for this all my life. What exactly was the conversation that was taking place? So, two or three ideas. Number one, the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada again says, the conversation was that we know there are two types of Mesiris Nefesh. He writes, there's potential Mesiris Nefesh and actual Mesiris Nefesh. When we say every day, Shema, and we say, we have to love Hashem b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'odecha. And we know the Gemara darshins, as we had, b'chol nafshecha, even if God takes your soul, you have to love Hashem at that moment. So, we're supposed to think at that moment about that concept. So we're supposed to be moser nefesh, potential. But then there's obviously mesiras nefesh, giving one's life in actuality. The Talmidim was saying to Rabbi Akiva, isn't the potential enough? You've been doing this all your life in the potential. So isn't that enough? Shemesimus nefesh al kiddush Hashem ubishnei ofanim. Ha'echad b'koach, dainu b'kavanas halev. B'tevas echad, v'zeo minhagan shal kol ha'tzadikim. The minhag of all tzadikim l'chavein b'kriya shema b'chol pam. To have this kavana when they say shema. V'yabez mesira b'foal. To actual give your life, like Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav. U'ba'osos machin ergu b'asar arugim malchus, when the 10 martyrs were killed. It wasn't enough for the world to just have this in potential. They had to actually give their life. But the students saw that he was yearning for this. So they asked him, isn't it enough to do it? Adkan? Isn't the potential mysterious nefesh enough? You can think about it. Why are you yearning for actuality? And he says, this is what I've been yearning for. If you really think it, if you're on that level, why would you only want to suffice with potential? If you could actually give an actuality. If the situation comes, if somebody's going to happen, let me be it. And that's what they, Beheshev, call Yama Yisi Mistar, she's kind to Zesho Masir Befoel, Al Yidei Zeh. That is the Ben Yo-Ya. They're just expanding upon it a little bit, and a little different. Says Reb Dessler, twice. In Chelag Gimel, page 242, Chelag Dalet, page 252. I'll read it from Chelag Gimel. Ad Kan, the Talmidim were asking him, how are you having kavana when you're going through such torture? Right, your body, your skin is being flailed, and you're not smiling, you're misupak. You recognize that this is all from God, and you're able to handle it. And you're able to focus on Kriya Shema. That's what they were asking him. Eich efshar shalo yimne'u yisurei haguf hanoroyim milhisrakis b'machshavo b'kavanas halev. L'kavalos ha'machshavayim. He was being makavo ha'machshavayim. Who could concentrate on kavalos ha'machshavayim at a moment like this? He's being tortured, right? V'koshikin v'avashli, it's on the highest level of Avas Hashem. How is it possible to have such focus? Hari b'derech ha'teva monim ha'yisurim, kol mashav acheres. Generally, in the natural realm, we would think that you can have kavana going through this terrible, right? Rachmana litzlada, we go through a lot less and we can't have kavana. Right? We got into a little mood and we can't have kavana. Rabbi Akiva was going through the most terrible yisurin and he has kavana. That's what the Talmidim were asking him. And what did he say? He said, you think this is a one moment thing? I've been preparing for this all my life. I've been preparing. It can't just happen in one time. Tamid heichen et atzma ba'amal rabu b'shuk atzuma. He was ki'ilu, he prepared himself, ki'ilu, he felt it at those moments in his life every day. So when it actually happened, it wasn't new. He was used to it. Because he's been there. Ki rak acharei achana kazo zochim la'araganuz b'yisurim ha'ma'afshir kabalos ha'machashoayim afilu sho'achas. He says that's the trick. The trick is to reach the levels that they think about it even earlier, and they focus on it, and it's a lifetime of preparation for it. Right? Sometimes one might say, I've prepared for this moment all my life. Right? A couple years ago, there was that pilot that landed in the Hudson River. Right? And they interviewed him afterwards. I remember the interview, and he said, how do you do it? How do you stay focused? He said, I felt that my entire life was a preparation for this moment. That's what he felt. Says Lahavdil. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, this is what I'm preparing for. I've been preparing for this all my life. And that's what Rav Dessler also says in the fourth volume. He says, they made it so graphic in their mind. Every time he said, B'chol Nafshecha, Hayamala B'dimyono, he was able to imagine giving his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish. And therefore, there was nothing, once it happened, it happened. But he was used to it, so to speak. And that's how he told his Talmidim that it worked. Look, there's a girsa that when the story is quoted in the Yerushalmi, the girsa adds in one word, which helps understand their shock. The Torah Tzimima, on the Pasuk in Dvarim, quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says it's missing from our Gemara. It says that when he was being tortured, v'sochek, he was like smiling, or he was content. Says that's what they were wondering about, and he said, "This is what I've been preparing for. This is what it's all about." Either way, that is discussion number three. Discussion number four is a huge topic. We'll just touch on it because hopefully we'll have another day while we discuss it at length. The story of his burial. So he was killed on Yom Kippur. By the way, that's why we say Arzeru Al Tzadik that on Yom Kippur night because the Sofei Tebo spell out Rabbi Akiva Arzeru Al Tzadik Ulishrei Leiv Simcha and the Yalkut Shimoni. In Mishlei tells the story of his of his burial. He died in jail on Yom Kippur. There was nobody there. So what happens? Eliyahu HaNavi comes to some of the Tanaim and say, Rabbi Kiva died. Rabbi Kiva was killed. Eliyahu HaNavi comes and tells them, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Yomori. Amalei Klumat Atzarech Amiyata. Amalei, Kohen Ani. Eliyahu HaNavi says, I'm a Kohen, which is interesting, a machlokas we shown him, or Tanaim, whether, what Shevet Eliyahu HaNavi was from. Eliyahu HaGiladi. Giladi, that means he's from Gad, right, from the east side of the Jordan, but maybe he says he was a Kohen in some sources. Kohen, that means he was from Shevet Levi. But he says, I'm here to tell you, Rabbi Kiva Meis, Bebeis HaAsurim. Miyad Hol Chushnem Lebeis HaAsurim, they went to the jail. Umatsu Pesach Shar Beis HaAsurim Pasuach, they found the jail open, miraculously. Vesar Beis HaSor HaYash Yashin, and the guard was sleeping. Right? They could get Rabbi Akiva. V'kol ha'asirim ha'yushenim. And everyone else was sleeping. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them a sleeping pill. V'shkivu as Rabbi Akiva al-mitav yatsa. They took out Rabbi Akiva. Miyan nitfal Elio v'natflach tefa. Elio Navi comes and takes him on his shoulders. K'sherabbi Yeshua, Yeshua Garsi sees Elio and says, didn't you just say you were a Kohen? How are you carrying this dead body? How are you carrying Rabbi Akiva? Amarlo. Rabbi Yeshua, b'ni, chas v'shalom. Ein tumah b'talmidei chachamim v'af b'talmideihem. There's no tumah by Rabbi Akiva. No tumah by Rabbi Akiva. Which is a huge topic, because we assume l'maisa not. There are many sources that there's tumah, even by the greatest tzaddikim. The Gemara Baba Basra says that one of the Tanaim used to go around and mark the graves so the Kohanim wouldn't walk there. And one of the graves he used to mark was Ma'aras HaMachpelah. You don't get more tzaddik than then. The Gemara says that the people who carried Yosef's bones were tumah, and they had to wait till Pesach Sheni. Yosef HaTzaddik! Right, so you don't get greater tzaddikim than Yosef, than the Avos, so unclear exactly, but there are some sources that seem to say this type of idea, that that tzaddikim aren't tumah. But either way, that's what he tells Rabbi Yoshua, and they took him the whole night until they came to Atiparishal Kotzrim. Once they came there, they came to the cave, they came by Tveria. I came by Tveria. Vishkivas Rabbi Kiva Lamita Vyatsu. They saw there a kisei, a chair, a safsal, a bench, a shulchan, a menorah. It was all set up. Vikivas Yatsu Nistuma Ha'ara. Once they went out, the cave closed up. Vidolka Aner al menorah. Sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also involved. He buried Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was also involved in Rabbi Akiva. There's a lot of connection between Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Ukshara Eliyo Kach, when Eliyo Navi saw. Eliyo Navi, who was never Zocha to be buried, because he never died. Right? Eliyo Navi saw this. He says, Ashrechem Tzadikim, V'Ashrechem Amlei Torah, V'Ashrechem Yirei Elokim, Sheganuz V'tamen Lachem, U'mushumar Lachem Makom B'Gan Eden, La'asid Lavo. And that's what Eliyo HaNavi had that their recognition. Again, there's a lot more there, but we'll stop here. Anyway, there's a lot of discussion of Rabbi Akiva and his death and everything that we learn from it.